100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Hour number two underway. The Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill joining intern over in Metairie. Over in La Rose, it is Joey. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, coming up at 1:15. We'll preview tonight's Game 5 of the NBA Finals. His thoughts so far up until this point, plus all the other NBA news, which we'll get to here in a quick sec to kind of get you caught up and recap. AD trade news, I love it. I absolutely love what David Griffin's doing. Not just that, but the new hire as well to the team. We'll touch on that. Your New Orleans Saints tomorrow, Jordan the intern. You got the sunblock, buddy? You ready to go? Ready to go. Listen to that enthusiasm. Nothing like knowing you're going to go out there. Let's see. What we got? Gates open. It's open to the public. Mandatory minicamp. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, weather permitting. Look at the weather app. You look good. I think you'll be able to stop praying. You're not going inside. It's time for the fans to check out what's going on. Free to attend. No tickets needed. I know during training camp, what they've done the last 2 years, remember, you have to apply for the tickets, and they're free, but you have to have the ticket to get in and all of that. Nothing. This is just you walk in. Okay? Gates open at 11:15. Gates open at 11:15. And the public portion of practice runs from noon to 1:20. Okay? So they're going to start practice indoors. They move it back outside. That's why they're tweeting and they're putting out there the public portion of practice will be noon to 1:20. Full-time practice is 11:15 to 1:20, but the viewable portion outside will be noon. So the gates open at 11:15, and if you want to go for your lunch hour, you know, then go check them out. If you're off of work, the kid, you want to go bring them in, as we said this before, this is the best opportunity to get anything signed, take your pictures, get your first chance to take a look at some of the newer players, right? In free agency, the draft, Chauncey.
Oh.
Yep, number 22.
And hey, make sure you look out for number 22 and 28.
22 and 28. 28 would be running back Latavius Murray.
About those 80, are my two guys.
How about 84?
Ooh, 84.
A little Jordan Humphrey. Why? Don't give me that look. He's still got an opportunity.
I'm not giving up on him yet.
Yeah, you can't give up on him yet, man. Come on.
But number 78.
78, that is Eric McCoy.
Ooh, testing you.
I don't even got to test me. You know I knows. Who's 90? Good job.
Davenport.
No, 92 is
92, yes, that's right.
90 is a free agent acquisition on the D-line. That's your only hint. Come on. Nice job. While we wait for Jordan to look that up here, look, I got a roster right there. Go ahead and reach.
That's my roster.
That's my roster.
That's my roster.
That is not your roster.
You can see my scribble scratch on it. That's my roster.
Nope, that's mine.
Nope, it looks like mine.
Well, why don't you find what 90 is?
Come Malcolm on. Brown.
There he is. What number is Mario Edwards, the other free agent acquisition?
97.
Uh-huh. Good job.
Mario Edwards Jr.
Sorry.
Don't forget the junior.
So, again, fans, if you want to go check it out, did you just throw the roster at me?
It's your roster.
The level of disrespect. You already think you're going to be on SportsCenter. Now, all of a sudden, you just, here you go. Here's your roster in your face. 11:15, the gates will open noon to 1:20. Noon to 1:20 is when you can go check it out. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, of course, we'll have that coverage here for you. Anything that the coaches and them have to say. Adam Schefter reported this morning, unrestricted free agent, cornerback Kayvon Webster signing with the Saints. Mike Triplett added that the Saints auditioned several cornerbacks last week, but that it's going to be tough for Webster to earn a big role on this defense. They have Lattimore, Apple, Robinson, P.J. Williams, again, Chauncey Garner, Johnson, could also earn a job via special teams. The reason why we're saying earning a role, he's a vet. He started 11 games for the Rams 2 years ago. two with the Texans last year. So he is a veteran. Again, I look at it as a camp body. I look at it as somebody that's just provide some competition, maybe take some snaps off of some of the other guys as well. At least that's my take on that. Sean Fazan tweeting out there a little bit ago, a very interesting workout as well that took place this morning. Tristan Blewett. Do you remember that name? Do you remember Tristan Blewett?
We had him at Vinny's one day.
We did. We had him at Vinny's. Do you know what he plays?
Yeah, he plays rugby.
Rugby. The NOLA Gold. That's right. Unfortunately, your fault over here. They were doing fantastic. They were in first place I don't know, two-thirds of the season. And then five of the last six games, they Price is Right fail horns. They did not make the playoffs. That is completely on you, not on me. And anyway, they worked them out today. So
it's kind of interesting because I remember Sean Payton talking about he was only looking at one player from a rugby league. And I guess that turned out to be Tristan Blewett, who's for the NOLA Gold. Here's the sound.
That was your intro?
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
I was waiting on you to get it up. It took you long enough.
Wow. Well, you could have told me what day it was. You just left it up to my expertise to go scrolling and find it.
Yeah, look, there's been the punters that we've gotten. I think
nice job.
I looked at a rugby player not too long ago just on film, and then so we're not opposed to putting the film on and looking, and I think that's just part of evaluating.
All right, there you go. So you put on the film and let's see what it goes. Mind you, these are the same people that I wanted you to go practice against.
Yeah, looking back at it now.
Yeah, probably wouldn't have been a good decision, wouldn't it?
I never got an invite.
You never got an invite?
No. No one ever texted me, emailed me.
For your own good. Again, they don't use pads or shells, or they're just, here's a jersey, some sneakers, some cleats, get out there.
Did you really just say sneakers?
I just said sneakers. There you go. Get out there. But it's interesting. Coach Payton trying to evaluate and see what happens there. So that's some Saints news for you. We'll touch on some other things, obviously, including tomorrow. Some of the storylines we'll keep an eye on. Again, noon to 1:15, viewable portion of open practice for you. The big news to me, we'll talk with Jake Madison next a little bit about the Sharif Aishak coming up at 12:30. Some major hires for starters, as David Griffin again continues to change the face of this organization, Pelicans, and how it's viewed and how they go about doing things. Not only his hire, I think, changed it, right? Then you go out and get Aaron Nelson, one of the top trainers in the NBA, arguably the best.
Yeah,
Jared Dudley. I think Jared Dudley's trying to get a contract here. Huh? Jared Dudley constantly tweets positive things about David Griffin and the Pelicans.
He was on his own timeline defending the Pelicans. Like, they right. don't need to rush this, like, yeah, whatsoever.
Now he has his own thoughts on how the rebuild should go. Like, I think Jared Dudley, I think maybe he likes beignets. You know, I think Jared Dudley wants to be a Pelican.
He's just trying to defend his teammate already because he's going to be traded.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, you know. So they do that. They go get Trajan Langdon, a highly regarded, up-and-coming young executive, experience in the G League Executive of the Year, experience overseas, play there, lots of connections and all. And then this morning was announced, Zach Lowe, ESPN, senior writer, they're hiring UConn and WNBA star Swin Cash to a senior front office position. Folks, she is the vice president of basketball operations and team development. She will scout, help guide player development on and off the floor, and assume other roles within the organization. And again, Zach Lowe writes it like this. It's the latest in a string of major hirings by David Griffin. And then he chronicles all the hires that I just said. Cash is 39, played 15 seasons in the WNBA. Made four all-star teams, was a member of the 2000-2002 national championship teams at UConn, won three WNBA titles. In 2017, the New York Liberty, the WNBA team, named Cash Director of Franchise Development. And here's the interesting sentence here at the end of the paragraph. She also appeared across several television platforms in an analyst role. There it is. Including on NBA TV last season with Griffin. So she's got a relationship. They probably talk on and off camera, getting ready for the segments. Must have impressed David. Must have impressed David. I love the hire. Look, we've said it too. We had it when Nancy Lieberman was on. I would have given her the franchise after our phone interview. Remember last year?
Yeah, she had everything in place.
Had a plan, knew she was hiring, philosophy, everything.
And now you're kind of seeing that kind of roll out with
David. And I said, look, you have a franchise whose, you know, reputation was no one cares. It's run by the football people. You know, Joey, I'm surprised there haven't been stories about there's still floodwaters, you know, or the swamp or something in the city. I mean, there's oil still running on porches. I'll never forget that. Somebody in Chicago during the BP oil spill literally wrote and wondered if oil was flowing down porches.
Yes.
Like, I just want you to think about that. Like, okay. How ridiculously
people ask
stupid if, that is.
People still ask if I fight alligators on the way to work.
That's right. Hey, on my way.
In my sneakers.
Sneakers. Now, for you, you're across the street from a bayou, though. I mean, you are. For you, maybe. But not. I don't see a gator anywhere around here. Unless I go to the TPC.
I take my 12-foot alligator.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you literally, your backyard's on a channel. It's an inlet of the lake.
And
so you
sneakers.
Do see gators.
He goes out in his sneakers.
And you go out in your sneakers to fight gators. I'm not going to live that down, am I?
Nope.
But think of how it's changed. And look, you know, Fletcher said it. I said it too. You know what? If you were going to make again, this was at the time we were waiting to see who the GM was going to be. And Gail Benson said the GM was going to have every right and opportunity to hire who they thought should be the head coach. And if there was going to be a coaching change, we threw out Becky Hammon. In the Spurs organization, Greg Popovich is elevated to assistant head coach, highly respected. I'm like, you know what? Go ahead. You're already about changing the image. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you get the support, more support from the female community and just people that see you as, you know, visionaries and doing that. Look, anything to get interest in your organization, change the opinion of your organization for a positive, maybe get butts in seats. I'm all for. And I'm not saying that this hire is a public relations thing. That's not what I'm getting at, but it does help, right? She has credentials, won championships. Okay, so it wasn't with the men. Doesn't matter. Joey, you can attest to this. The women's basketball team at UConn is seen very favorably, and 10,000 people go to those games.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
So, last I checked.
When I went with you to that Tulane.
Yeah.
That was packed.
Against UConn. No, yeah. I mean, it's you win championships there, and again, It's just awesome. I love it. And listen to the title. Listen to the title. Vice President of Basketball Operations. Once again, what's David Griffin's title?
President of Basketball Operations.
Exactly, yeah. Again, I'm trying to think how many other females are in that position, just like Gail Benson. How many other females have that kind of power in doing it? I love it. I think the move is great. The other bit of news as we go into break and bring in Jake Madison has to do with your New Orleans Pelicans. Adrian Wojnarowski this morning on SportsCenter. Here's the sound. Then we'll go to break, and then we'll discuss what you just heard. And is this?
We're going to put the finals aside for just one second. We got Adrian Wojnarowski here to talk. I don't know if this is a Woj bomb or just Woj news, but what's the latest on Anthony Davis?
I'm told that Dave Griffin, the executive vice president in New Orleans, has started to give direction to potential trade suitors for Anthony Davis about the kind of package it will take to acquire him. I'm told in conversations around the league that he sees a multi-team deal as the pathway to a Davis deal because he doesn't see any one team that has the assets to give him, so he may need to take one team's draft picks and turn those into players from a third team. Or if the Lakers, if you don't love the Lakers players, somebody else may value them more. They come your way. The two Los Angeles teams, the two New York teams, are both have been engaged with New Orleans. But one thing to watch for, kind of the Kawhi Leonard factor in these Anthony Davis talks, teams around the league have seen the impact Kawhi had in 1 year in Toronto as a rental. And I think you're going to see a market here of teams in smaller markets, non-preferred destinations for Anthony Davis, who are going to make a run at New Orleans to get Davis.
So that's a big move or a big statement there as we go to break, and we'll discuss with Jake Madison, Locked On Pels next. Because I know Brian brought it up last week when he was here, and we've brought it up as well on the show. You wonder if Toronto wins tonight and wins the NBA Finals, if they can, if other teams go, hey, look, we have a pretty good team. Got a couple of all-stars, but we don't have a top five, top 10 player. He may not sign. He may. It's up to us to see if we can convince him to stay. And what if he can win a championship, right? I mean, again, he told us right before, that's all, folks, it's all about winning and winning a title. You wonder if, you know, that's why I've been saying, I wonder if some team's going to say, let's take a chance and do that. Breaking news, Jordan, you just saw it, so you can report it.
Kevin Durant will be in the starting lineup for the Golden State Warriors tonight.
Sports Hangover continues next, but ESPN New Orleans. To change his,
to want to be a richer man. Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
My name is Big Mike Fazy, and I know tough times. I remember my mom counting pennies to buy a loaf of bread. Always promised myself to strive to do better for my children, and I have been blessed to do so. Now I want to strive to do better for our communities, from education to career opportunities, from coastal erosion to infrastructure. I know we can make better tomorrows because I've done it all my life. I ask for your support and your vote. Big Mike Fazy for State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Still very jealous of Jake Madison's Twitter handle, at Nola Jake. It's absolutely perfect. Jake, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Gus.
I'm giddy, dude. 9 days. 9 days until Z-Day, until the arrival of Zion Williamson officially. In the meantime, David Griffin is busy. We're going to get into the Woj bomb, I guess if you want to call it that today, in a second. But first, your thoughts, and then we'll wrap up on NBA Finals Game 5. Your thoughts on the hire of Swin Cash. I love it, and it just continues to shape and change the face and how this organization is sort of viewed.
Oh, yeah, I think this is an excellent hire, and I'm fully in the camp of just more diversity and a range of voices in the front office is only going to be a good thing. David Griffin has preached culture, he's preached personality, he's preached fit ever since he's been hired by this team, and he's really going forward with all of that. All he's trying to do right now is just bring in strong, smart people who can have a strong influence in this organization. And he just did that with Swin Cash, who's a three-time WNBA champion, two-time gold medalist. She runs a podcast called She's Got Time, I believe is the name of it. And it's very thoughtful, very insightful, the type of person that you'd want in a senior leadership role within this organization. So wonderful to see. It's a hire that kind of came out of the blue, I think, and not something you normally see across the NBA. So I love to see what the Pelicans are doing so far.
So, Jake, you're familiar with Twin.
Yes, as familiar as I can be from
right, with the
WNBA. Podcast,
right? Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
No, easy enough. And look, at the end of the day, one of the highest-ranking female executives, and we've talked about this the past on our show, about that's why I always just chuckled at the, oh, Gail's going to sell the team to Seattle. There's not very many people that in the position that she sits in. And when you make a move like this, again, this is an eye-opening move in a lot of different areas in a lot of different ways to give the vice president role of basketball operations to a female star.
Oh, I agree. I think it's wonderful to see. You can clearly see the investment that Gail Benson's put in. And look, I didn't want to come in when she took over the team kind of as the sole owner and say she's amazing. I said, we need to wait and see it. You know, right. She has every opportunity to be great. She has every opportunity to be bad. But she's clearly shown that she's made the right hire. She empowers those people that she hires. And she's not going to be a meddling owner, which I think is really important. Sure, there's some directives she's probably sending down the chain a little bit, and you'd like her people to follow. And I'm sure diversity and bringing more women into the fold is absolutely one of them. That's something that she's championed her whole life. So I think it's important to see that, and it's wonderful to see that they're making the right moves. And I'm with you. I have had a couple of episodes on the podcast debunking any idea that she might sell the team. That was never been on the table, was never going to happen. The right. team is here in New Orleans for the long term.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I love the fact that, again, anything you can help change the perception and garner new fans, whether it's fans at the basic level of ticket holders, the people that buy merchandise, or fans of the organization at the executive level, Jake, because those are the people that are going to be doing business with you as well. And if they look at it as a forward-thinking organization, an organization that has opportunity, moves like this, Jake, and you know this from being in the workplace like I do, when companies exist like that, what is that? You want to work for them, right? I mean, when you see companies that think forward, that give opportunity, you're sitting there going, hey, I want to work for those people. And I just think when you make moves like this, you already are inviting others perhaps in other organizations to go, you know what, maybe that's a destination for me.
That is exactly it. You nailed that 100%. Look, I don't do Pelican stuff full time. I have another job that I focus on. Right. And luckily I can close the door to my office and hop on the radio here with you. But when I was going through the job search, I looked exactly for that. You know, I didn't want to just go anywhere. I was picky about it, and I wanted to go to a place where I thought I would bring a lot of value that kind of held my same values in place as well. And I think the Pelicans are doing it. This is how you attract top-end talent, and this is what they're doing right now. Money is one thing, but it usually requires other bits and pieces to get people to come over to you. Trajan Langdon coming over, Aaron Nelson coming over, and now Swin Cash coming over is only going to help attract the best and brightest in the future. So this is long-term dividends for this franchise. And again, like you said, it attracts a new fan base. I can tell you there are many female Pelicans fans out there, and they all ask me about Becky Hammon potentially becoming a head coach because it's something that is really important to them and that they want to see. And if they were to have a female head coach in the NBA, even though those women root for the Pelicans, they would be cheering for that other team as well because it benefits them all. I think you're going to see a similar effect here with Swin Cash having a very high-up executive role with the Pelicans. Yeah. So this is something that energizes your fan base too a little bit.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. Let's transition over to the things that David is going to be working on here. Woj, giving us, I think, again, if you're just a Pels fan, I'm almost retweeting or refreshing my page, rather, because I just love the news that keeps coming, man. You and I, for years, give me a philosophy. What's my plan? What are you trying to do? Well, we got a framework. We got a framework as to what David Griffin wants. I love that. You put it out there. This is what I want, per Woj's piece. I want an all-star player. I want a young player with all-star potential and two picks. Go get it done. I'm in if it's a multi-team deal. I don't care. This is where we're starting. I love that, Jake. It tells me what I'm doing, where I'm going. Your fan base gets it. Other teams get it. Now they have to go and do it. And if it's multi-teams, it's multi-teams. I love that, that he has a plan and he knows what exactly he wants.
Yeah, I think there you can kind of see foreshadowing from this during the season when he was working with NBA TV, basically saying the exact same thing that you said there. All-star player, young guy, oozing in with potential, future draft picks, and then maybe if you can get a solid role player or two, throw them in the mix, usually just to make salaries work. So we kind of had an idea that this was going to go. I think there's two things to take out of this. I don't want to really call this a Woj bomb because, frankly, this is what we all expected. This should come as no shock to people that he wants an all-star, that he wants a future good player and some draft capital as well. But I think what you're seeing is this team wants to compete a little bit sooner rather than later, or maybe David Griffin feels that this roster built around Jrue Holiday and Zion Williamson can compete a little bit sooner rather than later. Rather than really focus on the draft picks and the potential that comes with those, but also the bust potential as well, let's just get good solid players in right now and try and make a run because we'll have a very young core. In the future, no matter what, is still going to be bright with Zion Williamson, even if you don't, say, have a future Memphis first-round pick like from the Boston Celtics. So they want to get more quality in right now, not more unknowns. It also shows you that maybe they're not too high on that Lakers deal. If you want really young guys who still can play well right now, the Lakers package has a lot of that. I'm not as down on some of those Lakers players as others are, but it's showing that it's not enough that he doesn't value those guys as highly, so maybe the Lakers need to make some trades to be able to make a run at Anthony Davis. So I kind of think you're seeing a little bit more of what they're looking for other than the obvious, and it's you need some guys that are going to help this team fight for the playoffs next season, not some young guys who could be good one day. So we're kind of seeing an idea of the timeline and maybe what some of the returns for Anthony Davis could be.
Yeah, and I love it. And look, the clock is ticking, and I love this because it opens it up and it shows you. So now it's up to the bidder to try to go secure those things in a multi-team trade. Look, I will tell you this, whether it's Walmart, the gym, a couple of other places, my neighbor down the street when I'm walking the dog, everyone's a GM, man. It's incredible. All the different trade options and scenarios. I got stopped over the weekend about how to use multi-teams to get the Ja Morant and still get Tatum. I mean, it's incredible. I love this, though, because the fan base is paying attention to what you guys do on your podcast and things like that nature. So, look, I have my own fantasy thing, right? I love to somehow maneuver and get Ja Morant as well and some other young players. I'm daydreaming of what Ja and Zion could do, pick and rolls, alley-oops, the works. But look, man, I like where it looks, where David may go here, because I think we're going to get some good players.
No matter what they are, you know, it's tough in a superstar deal that you don't get full value for them. Look at the time a big name guy has been traded. The team receiving the player, the star player, tends to win that trade, if you want to kind of call it like that. So you're not going to get full value for Anthony Davis because it just doesn't happen. But as long as you get some good stuff in return, with Zion Williamson in tow, you have a strong foundation for the future, particularly with a guy like Jrue Holiday, who's under contract for a number of years, too, so you don't need to worry about anything like that. Kind of team. So no matter what, with some very good, smart moves, hires made by David Griffin, with a little bit of luck, too, in the lottery, maybe a lot of luck in the lottery, the Pelicans have kind of turned this ship around rather quickly, much faster than I was anticipating when David Griffin was originally hired. I think much quicker than anyone was really expecting. So it's been a very good summer for the Pelicans. It's been a very good offseason so far. David Griffin hasn't even been here for more than 3 months. So it's pretty rapid how this has all changed. And like you're saying, people are excited. Like, you can feel it in the city. I'm seeing more Pelicans gear right now than I did at any point during last offseason. You know, I have my Twitter DMs open, so people ask me questions all the time. I'm getting tons of questions from people who are just curious about what's going on with the team. They're more interested than they've ever been. They're more excited than they've ever been. And to kind of rally this fan base and bump it up this offseason, which was maybe going to be a down one for him, has been tremendous to see, and exactly what the Pelicans needed in addition to all the on-court stuff.
Final thing for Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, the must-listen-to podcast, and again, follow over on Twitter at NolaJake. You mentioned excitement. People yesterday, Saturday, were getting in line for Jurassic Park. It seems like literally the entire country of Canada is prepping for tonight. I'm loving this. I already got questions of, well, the NBA is going to make sure this goes seven. Jake, I'd argue, I think if I'm the NBA, I love the fact that an entire country is behind this and what it would mean for the people of Toronto and Canada for them to win the NBA Finals. And I don't think you're going to see shenanigans by the officials to make sure this goes seven. I love the enthusiasm, what you're seeing there. But you and I look at basketball. And Toronto in Game 4 beat Golden State. Look, I get the injuries are an issue. But you saw ball movement. You saw shots to end runs. Defense being played. Man, it's been an interesting series and one that I think, look, Toronto has earned it. I know the injuries are an issue. Kevin Durant in the starting lineup tonight. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, you know, the injuries are a thing, but, like, you can't really put it on that. This team, that Golden State Warriors team, has won a lot without Kevin Durant. They have a tremendous record when he doesn't play. They don't look like that same team right now, and I don't know if it's maybe that they're rattled, that they're kind of down in this series, that they weren't expecting to be, and it just hasn't gone their way. The injury to Klay Thompson certainly has kind of, I think, had a larger presence than the one to Durant. But this is just a good Toronto Raptors team that's doing it with defense, doing it with the best player in the series in Kawhi Leonard, and all the credit in the world to them. If they win tonight, they deserve every bit of this. There's no asterisks or anything like that, regardless of the injuries, to Golden State. And it's just fun to have a breath of fresh air in these NBA Finals. I think after all of the rematches with Golden State and the Cleveland Cavaliers, we needed to get something like this in there, and I think this has been good. The NBA is probably a little bit upset because Toronto doesn't count for the TV markets here, the measured markets and the Nielsen ratings in the U.S., so it's probably looking down. But certainly kind of getting the entire country of Canada excited about this is only a good thing for the league. I think this has been so much fun, and I can't wait for the game tonight.
Yeah, I hear you, man. At Nola Jake is the way to follow over on Twitter. Thanks, as always, man. 9 days, dude. 9 days to Z-Day.
It's either going to be really long or it's going to go by so quick, and I'm not sure which one, but I can't wait.
I don't know. I can't wait either, man. I cannot wait. Thank you so much for your time, buddy.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, Gus.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. Quick break. We come back. Sharif of the iShack, WDSU Channel 6 Deportes. We'll talk with him about the latest Pels news and then, of course, his thoughts on LSU baseball. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. And a little two ways to get in touch with us via Twitter or on the phone. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Father's Day savings on the Ego 56-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit. Just $249. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 56-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with the Ego trimmer and blower combo. Just $249. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
It's the 4th Annual Bud & Burgers Championship, co-hosted by the Rotary Clubs of Homa Sunrise and Homa Terrebonne. Let's see who can put the best taste of the bayou in a burger. Could that be you? Join ESPN 100.3 FM as we broadcast live from 4 till 6 at Southbound's Bouquet Pavilion. There's over 36 competitors for King of Burgers. So join us Saturday, June 15th at the Budweiser Bud & Burgers Championship, 4 till 10 p.m. Proceeds to benefit both Rotary Clubs.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Sharif Oshak joins us now. You're up next, my friend, at Sharif WDSU to give us all important take on Bieber versus Tom Cruise. Who you got?
Can they both just lose and go away for good?
Oh, you got to pick one.
I don't like Bieber, so I'll take Tom Cruise.
Going Tom Cruise over Justin Bieber. All right. There we go. That's where we are. Sharif, what's going on this afternoon, man? How you doing?
Perfect timing. I just finished doing a chest workout and some cardio.
There it is. Jordan, would you like to guess what he's benching?
How much do you weigh? How much do you weigh?
I've lost about 18 pounds since.
Oh wow!
Since January, since the same season ended. So take a guess.
I'm gonna say 170.
Really? I'm going 215.
My bench press? Oh, it depends on the reps. I mean,
No. What do you weigh? He was asking how much you weigh.
Oh, 162, 163.
Oh, wow. Wow, I gave you 215, Sharif.
That was close. See, I say that you could probably bench one.
I'm going 285.
No. I mean,
I'm saying 180.
2015-10 today, I did. I don't even remember, 175, then 185, and then 195 for 2015-10.
Okay, well, there you go.
I got my numbers in order.
Yeah. All about reps.
So all about reps. I hear you. Let's start with happy news, and then we'll get to LSU season coming to an end yesterday. We just finished talking with Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, a little bit about the Pels reports. Another big hire with Swin Cash, and also, though, Woj kind of laying out the groundwork, framework, rather, that David Griffin's looking for. An all-star player, a young player with all-star potential. That's a comma, by the way. So he's looking for one all-star player, one young player with all-star potential, and at least two picks. And he's open to multi-team trades. You got to imagine that Fletcher is looking at this going, I'm just loving it right now. But when you see that, again, it's a plan, it's a philosophy, and I love that it's out there. It's like, this is what we want. Go make it happen.
What we call leverage. In the funny season, you got to create as much leverage as possible. But I've said this multiple times over the last 7 months that Anthony Davis is not just any player. Even though he's on a one-year contract, he is a pretty good player when he's healthy. And you can argue he's a top five player. So yes, but you have to get back exactly what Woj said. You need to get at least that back. And you know, I keep sticking to the Celtics deal. I know people are going to say, well, they're never going to give up Tatum if Kyrie walks. I mean, that's not true. Who said that? Did anyone say that other than the people on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is Anthony Davis at the end of the day. They played better without Kyrie Irving in the lineup 2 years ago. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, let alone I know that's with Jason Tatum in the lineup. But, hey, think about it for a second. If they had Anthony Davis, Horford, Hayward, let's just say they re-sign Rozier. They got money to go get some players in free agency. That's good. And what the Pelicans get back in return, and Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, and a couple fillers, and two, maybe three draft picks, I think that's exactly what David Griffin would take. But if you try and go three-team trade, I know I saw Schmidt put, how can they get Bradley Beal? Bradley Beal is definitely an all-star, carries a big salary, but very good. You know, the two guards that, you know, the Pelicans certainly need, somebody who can shoot the rock. And then maybe you get some more picks with the third team. I'm sure people are probably salivating over that third team if you're in Los Angeles, but it's the Lakers, and you get back Brandon Ingram in the deal in the fourth pick. So there's a lot of, you know, moving pieces, but certainly today was another leverage play. And I like it. It's what you got to do. You just got to, you know, create more leverage.
I like it, no doubt about it. Again, more importantly, I think if you're Pels fans, you're hearing vision, you're hearing what you want. And I think even more importantly, Sharif, it sounds like why if you get some of these players, an all-star player, a player that has all-star potential, you have Zion, you have Drew, I'm hearing we're making a run at least for the A spot. You know what I'm saying? Why couldn't you compete for a playoff spot as early as next year? That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be better than A. You never want to strive.
I know. I understand. But, I mean, when you hear AD gone, you're thinking years of futility, draft lottery at number one or two. So, but when I see that, I'm going, look, if I can strive and I can be competing for a playoff spot, then I'm already ahead of the game, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I don't think David Griffin is in this thing to, like, be on a 4 or 5 year rebuild mode. I think they want to win. They want to win now. I think he made that clear whenever he got the job. It's not like, oh, 2-3 years down the road, we're ready to sustain, you know, some winning seasons now and for the future. So they're going to get the right pieces back. If you see what Griffin's done so far, you have to trust that he's going to do the best thing possible in return for Anthony Davis. And I think they're going to get a lot of good pieces and draft picks, and this franchise is going to be set for the next, you know, 10 to 12 years. That's what I bank on, and I think he's going to have the winner in place in New York.
10 seconds, NBA Finals game number 5. Do the Raptors win it?
It's over. Yeah,
Even with KD playing tonight, huh?
You know, a month off. I know he can probably, maybe. How much defense can he actually play after, you know, coming off a so-called calf injury? Can he play that much defense?
And right.
I think the call is going to shut him down. I got to be honest with you. I think he gets some points, but how much can he actually play after a month off? I don't know, man. Against somebody who's physical, a team that's really physical, that slows the pace down on you at times.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Raptors. Jurassic Park's going to be going crazy tonight. I think it's going to be tough for the Warriors to win. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think the Raptors win it by 6 or 7 points.
I'll tell you what, man, seeing how the entire country is behind it, I mean, it's just incredible. You just Google the stories coming from there and the amount of people that are watching and following. It's pretty incredible. All right, to another fan base that loves their team but is unhappy right now, LSU season comes to an end. I talked with Jacques Doucet earlier in the show. I described it just heartbreaking, tough, season of expectations not met, perhaps. How would you describe this season for LSU baseball?
Probably underachieving, considering what they, you know, had coming into the season, a preseason ranked number one. I understand they had injuries. That's something they got to figure out, by the way, with their pitching staff moving forward. All these injuries are continuing to bite them at the wrong time of the season. But, I mean, it's fair to say it was underachieving. I mean, they got into a super regional in a backwards way. And you know, whenever you give that hand is dealt to you, you have to find a way to take advantage of it. And it's just unfortunate, man, that they continue to run into Cinderella teams. I'm sure they don't want to play any more Cinderella teams in the postseason. Stony Brook, Coastal Carolina, now Florida State, with Mike Martin's final year. I'm sure they're just like Cinderella fit right now. They don't want to do this anymore. But
mm-hmm.
I gotta be honest with you. I mean, it's under It can't be perfect when you play baseball. I understand you can't make every single play. You can't just bank on them not messing up. But there are a lot of fundamental errors in this series. I mean, with Saul Garza yesterday with the pass ball that allowed the runner to move up to second and the 12, missing the bag the day before Watson, two running goofs, DiGiacomo at third base. I don't understand what in the world DiGiacomo was doing at third base leading off by that much, and the catcher letting him hose him. With runners on second, third, with no, those things just cannot happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that happen in big momentum spots because that killed the entire momentum for LSU. I think they would have won that game going away had that not happened, to be honest with you. But it was underachieving. I think Paul probably would say the same thing. Just their expectations that they're to at least get to Omaha and have a chance to compete. And it's just, they've lost at home in the postseason 4 times since 2012. I assume that like fans are probably not happy because they're wondering what happened to home field advantage, and it kind of slipped away a little bit in the last 7 years.
That's what I was going to get into next, Sharif Oshak from Channel 6 Sports. I referenced it to like a Les Miles situation when we had Jacques on, where he won 10-11 games, right? But if he didn't beat Bam, if he didn't win a national championship, it was eventually deemed not enough. Then it got deemed as, you know, maybe it's just a tired, you know, voice, maybe you need a new voice, a new direction, new philosophy. Do you think that happens here at some point where it's not that Maneri and his team don't win, but look, they had a fight to get a regional. They had to, you know, have things go their way to get the Super. And then, as you mentioned, four postseason losses now in seven, three of them being Super Regionals since 2012. Do you think it ever gets to the point where it's just like, look, it's just, let's just try something new, different direction, different voice, different coach?
Yeah, you also, you gotta have to kind of be careful with that. Baseball is a much different game than football. It's kind of hard to find that succeeding coach, as you can tell with Texas. You know, David Pierce did a good job in his first year. Second year, they were below 500 this past season, even though they swept LSU. It's hard to find that guy, the next guy after. And Paul, yes, he's been to the championship game twice. Who's out there to make that move? But 40 wins, I know some programs would die to win 40 games. I know that's not really the, you know, the real standard for LSU. Like I continue to say, you know, Omaha or bust, championship or bust. But no, I don't think you really can make a coaching change. I mean, go out there and get. I know people will start naming, like the guy they had at Mississippi State who came from Indiana. And they're like, why can't we get a guy like that? You also have to remember, Mississippi State was loaded with talent, took over this season. They've won 51 games because came in with a loaded roster. I mean, those things happen. Let's see how Mississippi State looks in a year or two. So, no, it's not that time for a different voice. It's just you have to remember, Josh, mm-hmm. that, like, baseball teams, every team has a chance to be just as good or even better than you. I mean, you see the Oregon States and you see other teams around the country just recruiting good players, too. I think maybe that's when it comes, where it comes down to LSU. Maybe you start recruiting some different style of players. Like, you need to get some big dudes out there who can, like, hack. You need some guys who can scare you in the lineup. Maybe another one or two Saul Garza, somebody who can, you know, middle of the lineup who's big, could pop the ball out of the yard. Somebody who gives you a consistent threat in the middle of the lineup who could give you the 15, 16 dingers a season and maybe Saul is that guy next season. But I think there's another guy or two like that. You got to present somebody something scary in the lineup. So maybe they recruit some different guys. But, hey, next season, at least they got an entire pitching staff coming back and some good young talent coming in this class.
All right, so we'll leave it there. On a positive note, disappointment, but as you mentioned, a lot of those young pitchers, whether it's Marceau, whether it's Henry, those are young guys. They're all coming back. So, again, hopefully healthy. You got to figure that out, though, right? I mean, David Griffin went and hired Aaron Nelson. You got to figure out why all these tired arms and why the injuries happened to the pitching staff. Maybe it's less work in the offseason. I don't know, but that's something that I heard the guys on OTB say this morning, and you've said it. I said I think that's just – that's a natural and understandable thing is why are our pitchers getting tired? Not that other injuries don't happen to other teams, but you really didn't see it decimated as much as to the Tigers.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with these pitchers are coming from high school. Those are the ones that are getting hurt, the freshmen most of the time. Those guys aren't throwing. They don't have that big of a workload in high school like they do once they get into LSU, and I just think maybe they just try to take on too much early in their career. They just throw a lot, overthrowing, and just a lot of pitches when they're not used to throwing like the 90 to 100 pitches a game. So maybe they, like you said, maybe they taper off a little bit in the fall and they don't throw as many pitches and just work up their workload as the season goes along. But I don't know, man. It's just a snake bitten thing. And with the whole Pelicans, remember all the years of injuries, and with LSU, it's their pitchers. It's usually the freshmen were getting hurt, so maybe they figure that out over the offseason and do something different to fix that issue.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Sharif of the Ice Shack. Thanks for joining us today, man. Appreciate it.
Sure. Team Tom Cruise.
There he is. Tom Cruise. That's where he's going with Jordan the intern.
I'm going with Tom Cruise also.
Yeah. Again, 800-998-1003. At ESPN Radio NOLA. Next guest is until Marlin a little bit later next hour if y'all want to chime in on all the different topics. Pels fans, I want to hear from you. What do you think of the news that's been out there by Wojnarowski? You got a framework. Got a framework to the deal for Anthony Davis. An all-star player. One young player with all-star potential. Two picks at the least. And also how the Kawhi Leonard situation may affect other teams to jump in. I think that's going to happen as well. You may see a team or two. So let's do this coming out of the break. What team out there, or two, you think could go, hey, with AD, we can make a run? Good enough team that may make the run for AD to make a run at a title. Kevin Durant, he's playing in Game 5 tonight. I love social media. I'm seeing a lot of gifs of Daniel LaRusso's gonna fight. Get it? Huh? Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return to play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Technology Truth, brought to you by Geico.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you think you can solve any problem by turning your computer off and on.
Hey man, is something wrong with your laptop?
Nah, I just need to turn it off and on. It's no problem.
It's smoking.
Yeah, that just means it needs to reboot.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at Geico.com.
And now it's on fire.
Happens all the time. It's all good.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
So, Adrian Wojnarowski talking about the Anthony Davis trade a little bit earlier. We'll play at the top of the hour as to exactly what he had to say. Steve Kerr earlier in the morning about KD.
He went through full shoot around and he went back to get treatment. And so we'll list him as game time decision. But we look good and we'll see where it all goes.
Yeah, well, the news has broken. He absolutely is going to play tonight. Jordan, the intern, your unofficial and really unprofessional take, but we'll give you, what's your take? Big difference with KD playing tonight?
I think the Warriors win game five with Kevin Durant playing.
The Warriors win?
The Warriors win.
You're going Warriors tonight?
Yes.
I'm going all of Canada.
No.
Behind Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors. It's over.
No, it's not.
It's over.
It's far from over now.
Bye-bye. Oh, God. You're singing the Canadian National Anthem tomorrow now. Now that you've disrespected them.
I didn't disrespect
them. No, that was disrespect. That's how the kids go now, right? I mean, if you pick against them, you've been disrespected.
This is true.
Yeah. So, I mean, by the fact that you picked the Warriors.
Disrespect.
You'd have disrespected the Raptors. Is that how it works?
I'm guessing your opinion.
I guess. I don't know. I'm asking you. Did you read the interesting thing that came out from Rajon Rondo?
I saw a few of the little bullet points of what he said throughout the interview.
Yeah, Rajon Rondo had some interesting takes here. In an article over the weekend via Bleacher Report, he says even some old guys were affected. And again, this is about the LeBron and trading, you know, the Godfather plan, right? He says, I can't say a name, but I remember me and the guy were on the bench for the Atlanta game right before the All-Star break. The guy was cussing and talking bad about the situation during the game. I was like, snap out of it. The bleep is over with. We'll get through it. As vets, we have to move forward, not focus on what the young guys are focusing on. Set an example. It was a little crazy to see a vet distraught over that. He also said, what the big problem with LeBron is that a lot of these kids grew up idolizing him. Every guy in our team, LeBron was their favorite player growing up, Rondo says. Everyone had the shoes, his jersey. You're the biggest fan in the world. It's like you're playing with MJ. And then you get here and it's like your mom and dad or the person that you look up to and idolize doesn't want you. And then to have that sitting in your gut, not knowing guys aren't at the age where they can have a man-to-man conversation versus texting you. Everybody wants to text you. How you doing? We cool? people to understand how to have a real conversation and talk out problems. We saw this in those games. And looky there. On the phone, leading off next hour, Travis. President of the LHN Anti. He's like, you know, it's sort of like in politics, Joey, you know, when you have the State of the Union, you have the rebuttal ready to go. No matter what was going to be said, the rebuttal's already written. So Travis will have the rebuttal of Rajon Rondo saying that LeBron torpedoed the Lakers and in the bell season. Like that. So Travis will have the rebuttal top of next hour. Don't go anywhere, my friend, because can't wait to have a discussion and conversation. It's just Monday, but I feel great. 9 days to Z-Day. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.